the Tigers. We had an absolutely fantastic first day of hunting yesterday. After first going to the environmental / wildlife office and getting all of our permits in order, which went very well. I did get to meet the regional director, the biologist for this area, which was very interesting to hear his take on the polar bear populations and what's going on up here. So after that, I went back to the hotel to make sure that my bow was in order and had made the trip in good shape. I've learned that one of the best ways, actually, to calm a guide and to reassure a guide that's uncomfortable or unfamiliar with archery equipment is actually to go ahead and shoot in front of them. Matthias had never even seen someone shoot a modern bow, and so he, of course, wanted to see the Bowtech in action. So I was shooting right down one of the main streets in town, actually, at Jake's Magic Target, which you'll see is included on my packing list. And we attracted quite a crowd, actually, before the session was over. A bunch of people from the town there stopped and were watching what I was doing. So anyway, I shot fine. And at that point, we were raring to go. We headed due east out of town, and it didn't take long for me to refamiliarize myself with my old friend, the Kamatik. If you have never ridden on a Kamatik, let me explain basically what it feels like. I think the best way is to imagine yourself on one of those old-school wooden hardcore amusement park roller coasters. Now, first, take away the seat belts from the thing and put giant mittens on your hands so that you actually cannot hold on in any way. And then imagine that other than these giant mittens, you are totally naked, and it's the dead of winter, and you're wearing goggles over your head, and the goggles have a thin layer of ice frozen to them so that you can't see anything. But despite that, the sun is shining through the goggles and it's completely blinding you. So that's what it's like to ride a Kamatik. Now, if you do that for 9 hours straight, I was thinking yesterday, we can call it the Bowsight Polar Bear Hunting Simulator. So you guys don't have a reason to come hunting polar bears if you ride on that thing for about 9 hours. We stopped and set up camp on the ice at about 10 p.m. last night. And the good news, perhaps the best news of the day, is that we did cut two sets of lone polar bear tracks during the day. Now, mind you, to my eyes, each of these looked to be about 7.5-foot bears. And each time Shiati would get off of the sled and point at the tracks, and he said to me, he says, is this what you're looking for? And I said, no, bigger. And he replied, how big do you want? And I said, big. And he says, how big is big? And I said, big, big. So I think that by this point, these guys understand that I'm here to hunt and that this may involve some suffering. I'm also... Actually, I checked the site right before we left yesterday, and I am acknowledging what Pat and Tim had said about the guides in the Arctic wanting quick, short hunts. But having said that, both of these guys are, I believe, truly fearful of getting into bow range of a big bear. And I suspect that I'll be on my own in that regards, which is perfectly fine with me. So it's a beautiful morning right now. We're tearing down camp at this moment, and we're headed up onto a high ridge to glass for bears. So I'll let you know how that went later. Bye-bye for now, Bowsight.